Blackstone Audiobooks presents What Do You Care What Other People Think? Further Adventures of a Curious Character by Richard P. Feynman, as told to Ralph Layton. Preface. Because of the appearance of Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, a few things need to be explained here. First, although the central character in this book is the same as before, the adventures of a curious character here are different. Some are light and some tragic, but most of the time Mr. Feynman is surely not joking, although it's often hard to tell. Second, the stories in this book fit together more loosely than those in Surely You're Joking, where they were arranged chronologically to give a semblance of order. That resulted in some readers getting the mistaken idea that SYJ is an autobiography. My motivation is simple. Ever since hearing my first Feynman stories, I have had the powerful desire to share them with others. Finally, most of these stories were not told at drumming sessions as before. I will elaborate on this in the brief outline that follows. Part 1, A Curious Character, begins by describing the influence of those who most shaped Feynman's personality, his father, Mel, and his first love, Arlene. The first story was adapted from The Pleasure of Finding Things Out, a BBC program produced by Christopher Sykes. The story of Arlene, from which the title of this book was taken, was painful for Feynman to recount. It was assembled over the past 10 years out of pieces from 6 different stories. When it was finally complete, Feynman was especially fond of this story and happy to share it with others. The other Feynman stories in Part 1, although generally lighter in tone, are included here because there won't be a second volume of SYJ. Feynman was particularly proud of It's As Simple As 1, 2, 3, which he occasionally thought of writing up as a psychology paper. The letters in the last chapter of Part 1 have been provided courtesy of Gwyneth Feynman, Freeman Dyson, and Henry Beta. Part 2, Mr. Feynman Goes to Washington, is, unfortunately, Feynman's last big adventure. The story is particularly long because its content is still timely. Shorter versions have appeared in Engineering and Science and Physics Today. It was not published sooner because Feynman underwent his 3rd and 4th major surgeries, plus radiation, hyperthermia, and other treatments since serving on the Rogers Commission. Feynman's decade-long battle against cancer ended on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?